Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. Welcome to our Wow God podcast. Today I have Pastor Ron Bruner of First Assembly of God in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Welcome, Pastor Ron.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Pastor Jamie, on this podcast again, and we're looking forward to it today.
Our podcast today is Questions People Have About the Bible. Pastor Ron, what is today's question?
Our question today is, why did Jesus say, swear not at all? And this is really a good question, Pastor Jamie. It's about a portion of Scripture that is in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And I always like to point out to people about the Sermon on the Mount. It's found in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, of course. And it's the foundational teaching of Christianity because, as you know, Pastor Jamie, Jesus ended this Sermon on the Mount in chapter 7 by telling the story about the two men, a wise man which built his house on the rock and the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And, of course, the storm came and the man who built his house on the rock, the house stood, and the one who built his house upon the sand, it collapsed. And so these teachings here in Matthew 5, 6, and 7 are just the basic stones to Christianity, and I think they're really important. And so that's why passages from these verses in Matthew 5, 6, and 7 are so very important. So having said that, let's just jump right in here.
Okay.
And in Matthew 5, why did Jesus say swear not at all? Now, the word swear here means to make a solemn vow, okay? Uh-huh. So we're not talking today about cursing, where this is not the type of swearing that Jesus is talking about here in these verses. Jesus is referring to making a solemn vow. So I just want to read that passage out, Pastor Jamie. Matthew 5, beginning at verse 33, Jesus said again, you have heard it has been said by them of old time, that you shall not forswear yourself, but shall perform unto the Lord your oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. He says, neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair black or white, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these comes of evil. So Jesus here is talking about an inner vow that's made in a response to a negative experience with a person or persons, or possibly something that you desire that you don't want to be like. Now, when we make these inward vows in response to either pain or frustration or a negative experience that we've had with someone else, these vows create an emotional focus. And so when we look in James 1 and 25, I want to point out a couple of places where we have an emotional focus. And so look in James 1 and 25, and he says, but whosoever looks to the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in his deeds. Now this here, Pastor Jamie, is an example of a good emotional focus, because what's happening is that here they're focusing on God's word. And notice that he says he uses the word continue, so he's focused. He's looking at it constantly. And then it says he becomes a doer. In other words, what he's focused on, he becomes and he starts doing. So these inward vows, they set up an emotional focus. And they can set up an emotional focus that's a negative one. And that's what's happening with these vows. That's why Jesus said, don't make vows like this. And let's just take a few examples of some of these vows that I'm talking about. People say, no one will ever hurt me again. You're doing something that you shouldn't do. It's going to hurt you. And then another one is, I'll never be vulnerable again to anyone. You need to be careful about making these kind of vows, because that causes you to focus on that purpose or that event. Mm-hmm. And that's going to draw you away from God instead of to God. Mm-hmm. And I point out here that we're making these commitments to ourselves, really, and not to God. And when we make significant commitments in our lives, we should focus them toward God as a commitment to God. And fulfilling them should draw us closer to God in obedience to Him. So these type of inward vows have the opposite effect on our lives. They set a course in our life that is without God's approval, and we're going in the wrong direction is what we're doing, opposite from God. And these inward vows have the power to pull us away from God. For example, let's just look at that one, "No one will ever hurt me again." What this vow does, Pastor Jamie, is it undermines our ability to love. To love our spouse, to love our family, to love other people, to love lost people. Because if you love, you will hurt. Love and hurt go together like popcorn and butter. Now, I'm a guy who loves popcorn with butter on it. And so, you look, none of us want to hurt, okay? So it's not like, let's sign up for hurt. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just simply saying the truth of the matter is that if you say I'm never going to hurt again, what's going to happen is you're going to, by doing that, unconsciously, you're going to push yourself away from people. Yes. Because if you start loving them, you can be hurt.
Yes.
Anywhere you love somebody, you can be hurt. We love our kids. Mm-hmm. And so when our kids are sick or going through a struggle, we hurt because they're hurting. So it's impossible to love without hurt. You know, Jesus knew when he left heaven and came to this earth for you and I, he knew that his love for us was going to cause him great pain on the cross. Mm-hmm. You can't live for God and do the work of God without loving, because God is love, the Bible says.
Yes.
And so when you make these commitments, you see you're going opposite of what God wants us to do. He wants us to love people. And that's going to make us, we're going to hurt some, we're going to be vulnerable, because when you love people, it makes you vulnerable to them. So these type of commitments really overrides the will of God that Jesus wants us to have in our life. And so we want to talk about for a moment here now as we bring it to a close, we want to talk about getting free from these inward vows, because most people have made some type of vow like this. So did you make a promise to yourself that sounds anything like this? I will never allow blank again to happen, and you fill in the blank. I will never trust blank again. Okay? If you recognize some of these areas in your life, if while I'm talking, you've thought about, I said that I will never be like that person over there.
Yes.
You're focused on them. They are your standard, is what's happening. You've set them up as your standard.
Yes.
And see, that's if you set them up as your standard, you'll become like them. Mm-hmm. You will become like them. So what you need to do to get free from this is simply say, God, forgive me of all my sins.
And
admit that this is a sin, because remember, it was Jesus who said, don't do this. He said, don't make a vow like this, okay? And then, so just say to Jesus, forgive me for this. And then say, Lord, I surrender my life afresh and anew to you, and I want your will in my life. Mm. And just make that afresh and anew. Almost all of these inward vows, Pastor Jamie, really run back to some unforgiveness that we're holding on to about something negative that happened in our life. And so if that's the case with you, be sure that when you get rid of this vow, that you say, you know what, Lord, I totally and completely forgive that person or people who hurt me during that. Because a lot of times we make those vows when somebody's hurt us.
Yes.
And we say, you know, I will never be hurt again, you know. And really, see, there's some unforgiveness toward that person or people. And so we need to make sure that we totally and completely forgive them. And just say, Lord, I totally and completely, by your grace and power, forgive them for all that they did, Lord. And I want to break this emotional focus today by the grace of God. And you know what, Pastor Jamie? Jesus can break all the chains.
Yes, he can.
There's no chain that Jesus cannot break and set you on the right path. So today, we want to encourage our listeners to focus on Jesus and not other people. Because Pastor Jamie, when we focus on Jesus, we enter into his presence. And Psalm 16:11 says, in his presence is fullness of joy. Mm. And that's where we want to go.
Yes.
We don't want to be focused on other people. We want to focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because he's the one that's going to make our life a great life. So, Pastor Jamie, would you pray with our listeners today?
Yes, I will. Father, we come boldly before your throne, and God, I lift up the listeners right now, God. God, I pray for those that are right now in the middle of inward vows that they have made, God. I pray that, God, that that's just a link that is in their life. And God, I pray that you break that link right now through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
I ask that, God, that you destroy every yoke of bondage,
Lord,
that is trying to hinder the listeners right now in the name of Jesus, that they are under condemnation because of these vows that they have made. God, let that be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. We apply the blood of Jesus upon that situation.
Yes.
And God, I ask that you just turn it all around. Give him a new heart today, God. Give him a new vision. Give him a new focus today in the name of Jesus. Not be focused on other people. Not be focused on other things that they might have said, God. But God, today, turn things around so that they can walk in liberty and in freedom. God, that they can walk in your love and your power today. God, release that upon their life right now. Set them free from every bondage in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, even as we prayed that prayer, Pastor, I just felt like that there's somebody today. You just need to right now say, God, forgive me.
Yes.
So just say that today. God, forgive me of all my sins.
God, forgive me of all my sins.
God is breaking that chain off of you, because it's not your chain to be carrying. It's God's.
Yes.
Just turn it over to him right now and walk in his freedom. I just speak that over your life today. Walk in freedom.
Yes.
Walk in the freedom of Jesus today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor Jamie, you know, as you prayed here at the end, I just felt chains breaking off of people.
Wow.
I believe that some chains is broken off of people today.
Yes.
And you're going to walk in freedom. Your relationship with the Lord's going to begin to grow like it's never grown before.
Yes.
And you're going to love people like you've never loved them before.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Make sure you share this with somebody. We want you to be blessed.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to breakthroughevangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.